This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1047, Band 9 Recycling Vocabulary for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today's vocabulary is extremely useful for IELTS. Topics involving the environment, natural resources, and recycling pop up constantly on the IELTS exam. Be ready with today's high-level vocab.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah, we have another baseball game tonight.
Fun.
James' team won their first tournament game, so now they're moving on to the next level. It's all very competitive for 10-year-olds, but it's so great to see these boys who have improved so much over this season and like really see the results of their hours and hours of practice and playing. Like it's been time-consuming, but so rewarding for these kids. It's really great.
I love when stuff, when sports activities culminate in a tournament. I have a sand volleyball tournament tonight, and I think it's so great to be able to work towards something, to have it build up toward something big and final at the end, whether you win or not. It feels good to work up to it like that.
Definitely, definitely. And hopefully, guys, you are experiencing that the big amount of time that preparing for IELTS consumes. And it is hard work, guys. But whether it's baseball or English or testing skills with IELTS, guys, if you put in the work, you will see the results. Like that IELTS exam, that is your tournament, guys. So keep practicing, keep learning the strategies, keep listening to this podcast, and you will get there. So today, guys, we have a clip from our program, Conversations and Coffee. This is a program we have where it is a group natural, fast conversation between us here at All Ears English, three of us, but usually four of us, where we have a group conversation about a specific topic. So of course, guys, this program will really help your listening skills for IELTS and life after IELTS. But I think maybe the most beneficial part is the vocab.
Yes, there's always a really interesting vocabulary, and we make a vocab lesson where we pull out the, you know, the most helpful vocabulary for each conversation, and then we create a quiz. So it's really great to be able to not only listen to the audio, but really work with it. You have the transcript, you take the quiz, you learn this vocabulary, and that's what we're going to focus on today. This was a conversation about recycling, and we are going to highlight some of the very interesting topic-specific vocabulary that came out of this. So that if you're asked about recycling on a task 2 essay or part 3 questions, which is pretty likely, you'll have some very specific vocab.
Oh my gosh, guys. Questions about the environment, questions about recycling, like specifically questions about laws you think need to be changed or passed in your country. There are so many opportunities to talk or write about recycling on IELTS, guys. I mean, you know that environment is a huge IELTS topic, right? So let's listen to this clip from the conversation. Guys, this is a 3-minute clip, so listen to our conversation carefully and maybe take some notes on any interesting vocab you hear. And then Aubrey and I will come back after the clip and explain the vocab we want you to learn from this conversation.
Yeah, but that's what about cool. In Arizona and New Jersey, guys? I mean, what are the laws towards recycling and composting?
Yeah, they don't offer composting here. If you do that, you have to do it on your own in your backyard. The city doesn't provide anything. But I grew up composting before it was called composting. We just saved all our food scraps to throw to the chickens.
Yeah. Because we lived on a farm.
It's awesome. But,
yeah. And then we would, yeah, we had like a compost pile and then we'd use that to fertilize the garden. But anyway, we don't do it now. We do have recycling. The city comes and picks up recycling, but it's actually very limited what we can put in there. They said no pizza boxes. Nothing can have any glue on it or any residue inside it or any. So there's so much that they don't
it's
recycle.
So picky, right?
Yeah.
And that's intimidating for people, I think, when they see, like I said, those big posters you get that you have to hang on your fridge and it's like, do this, not that, not that. It's very picky and it does turn people off, I think, even from recycling.
It does seem like a lot of effort sometimes because you have to like clean, you're supposed to at least like clean out all of the jars and like clean out all of the everything before you put it in the recycling. And like pizza boxes, for example, like it can't be like soaked in any like grease or stuff or whatever.
What pizza box doesn't have grease? I mean, come on.
And I found out that I was just going to say really quick, a lot of businesses here don't recycle, which seems crazy. Oh, no. When I was working for LRMBA for the University of Arizona, there was no recycling. The city wouldn't pick up recycling. And we went through tons of cardboard and aluminum cans and stuff.
Terrible.
So I called and I tried to get recycling set up and it was going to be so expensive to have a private company come. And so we couldn't afford it
because
the
state
city didn't provide it. It is crazy.
Yeah.
What about
in
New Jersey, Michelle?
So I actually just had to look it up because I never even I don't think about like what are the actual laws here with it. But they come and pick it up from my building. It says that there is a mandatory recycling law, but I never even thought to like look up if it was a law. You know, I just follow my own thing. Apparently so. It's a residential, commercial. Yeah. I'm actually looking this up as we speak. I'm learning so much from these conversations. But anyway, Lindsay, like what you guys were saying, I think the thing with recycling, I agree, is that I think that a lot of times people don't do it correctly. I mean, myself included, I'm sure I make mistakes. And apparently, I do have a friend who like works a little bit in recycling, and she once was telling me how, you know, people doing it the wrong way can cause so many problems. So then sometimes you wonder how much is actually being helped if there are so many mistakes. And that's kind of one thing where it's like, are all these efforts really worth it? I mean, obviously, I think it's a good thing, but I don't know. Like, I do agree that people get intimidated by the rules or maybe don't follow it correctly, just throw it in the bin and whatever.
Right.
And then it doesn't work how it should.
Awesome. Welcome back, guys. That's such a fun conversation. It's fun to have Lindsay and Michelle's voices here on IELTS Energy. I love it.
I know, guys, if you're not listening to Lindsay and Michelle, you're missing out. You need to listen to the All Ears English podcast as well. Guys, if you want the lessons and the complete conversations, you can sign up for conversations at coffee at allearsenglish.com/fast. Okay, so the first word we want you guys to learn from this clip is composting. So that is the noun describing the action of composting. To compost is the verb. And also, compost could be like my mind went blank for a second.
I thought you were going to talk about compost pile because I started talking about composting in Idaho growing up. And you also talk about a compost pile, which is all the food scraps are thrown in a pile that chemically starts to break down. And then you can use that as fertilizer for a garden or for what else would people use it? Like fields, right?
Sure. Yeah. Compound noun. That's what I was trying to think of. Oh, compost pile, compost bin, right? These are all compound nouns. Man, that phrase escaped me for a moment. But yes, guys. So compost, what does this mean? I don't think this idea exists in many places. I know here in Portland, the city actually provides little compost bins for all residences. So everyone can compost. So what we do is we put biodegradable stuff, usually food scraps, leftovers, like whatever's left in the coffee pot after you make coffee, right? We put all of that in a small bin, or some people have a huge compost bin behind their house that they dump everything into. And This ends up becoming very gross, actually.
It's really smelly.
There's like worms and it gets all like nasty and stinky, but it is useful. This is one way we can recycle this stuff. Instead of just throwing stuff away and not using it for anything, right? We reuse these things. So like Aubrey said, it's great fertilizer for gardens. That's the number one way that I know people use it.
Yeah. And this is so great for if you have a task too, where you need to talk about ways that resources can be renewed, right? Or ways that we can improve the environment. Composting would be a perfect thing to talk about. And then you would need this high level vocabulary. You heard me use the word food scraps, which means any bits of food, like a watermelon rind, eggshells, coffee grounds, like Jessica said, and the word fertilize to talk about how the compost materials can be used as fertilizer or the verb to fertilize a garden or fields.
Yeah, totally. So a related word to this idea of compost bins, residue. So like I said, compost bins can get kind of nasty. Like, it is so useful and it's so friendly to the environment, right? Reduce, reuse, recycle. We are doing all of these great things if we use compost bins. But at some point, guys, you need to like clean it out. And it's gross. So after you take out all of the stuff that has biodegraded and becomes this like mushy mush, you put that stuff in your garden or your fields, however you're using it as fertilizer, there is going to be a residue. That residue means whatever is left over, right? So there's going to be like a film of sticky grossness that is just a layer on the inside of the bin that you have to clean off at some point. So residue just describes what is left over after you use this thing.
You could have an exciting email in your inbox every Wednesday if you sign up for our Conversations and Coffee subscription program. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast. Every Wednesday, you receive a conversation, native, natural, fast conversation with us, the All Ears English team. It also includes a vocab lesson, several vocabulary words pulled out of the conversation, and a quiz to check your understanding. Not only that, you get transcripts for the conversation. They're amazing. Check it out today, allearsenglish.com/fast. Yes, and we talked about this in the context of you can't recycle items that have residue on them. So plastic, glass, cardboard, it has to either be cleaned or it can't be used. So this would be one of the, you could talk about disadvantages to recycling, that a lot of it ends up being unusable if it has a residue on it.
Yeah, totally. Or like in part three, if you have to talk about, you know, how something might change in the future, because that is a part three function that comes up a lot. You could talk about how the process of recycling will improve to the point where we will be able to recycle just about everything, right? Because it is constraining right now that you can't even recycle a pizza box because there's grease on it. Like, that seems ridiculous to me that we have not figured out how to make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the last word here, guys, or sorry, second to last idea, intimidating. Intimidating means slightly scary. There's something that is slightly scary for you related to whatever. A person could be intimidating, for example, which means you will probably avoid talking to this person because you're a little bit scared of them. Recycling also can be intimidating, like we talked about in that clip, because there are so many rules, there are steps, there's a lot of extra time that you have to put in to be a good recycler.
Yes, exactly. And you may have also heard this used as an adjective for someone to describe themselves as intimidated. And this would be a great thing, especially for part three, I can imagine. Anything you're asked about that is a little scary, a little hard to understand, to say, I feel pretty intimidated by that, actually. It means you're a little scared. You kind of don't know how to react.
Oh my gosh. And what if, you get a part three question that is crazy hard, then you could introduce that by saying, wow, that's an intimidating question. I guess if I have to answer, I would say blah, blah, blah.
Yes, because then you have this work that vocab in there. Yes.
So the last vocab that you guys should take away today is how we get specific and how important it is to have specific vocabulary related to the topic. So what specifics can they take away, Aubrey?
Yeah, so I was talking about specific things that could be recycled, and I mentioned cardboard, which is any sort of box, right? And aluminum cans. These are cans that soda and beer come in, right? And those are commonly recycled items, details that you would want for these essays or part three questions. And then Michelle was talking about residential and commercial recycling. So residential refers to homes, neighborhoods would be, you know, residences is a high-level parallel for homes. So residential is all recycling in a neighborhood. And then commercial recycling is for businesses, business parks and companies on a much bigger scale, right? These are great specifics for if you have an essay related to this or part three questions.
Those are two adjectives, guys, that if you learn nothing today, learn those two adjectives, because I promise you could use them everywhere, okay, on IELTS. Instead of saying where people live or neighborhoods or homes, say residential. Instead of saying where people work or businesses, say commercial. Those are amazing adjectives that have very simple meanings, right? Where people live, where people work. That's it. Yes. Great adjectives. Okay, awesome. Guys, if you want access to this program, Conversations and Coffee, go to allearsenglish.com/fast. Your first week is free, by the way. You will get a free lesson immediately after you subscribe to Conversations and Coffee. So go to allearsenglish.com/fast. And then right away, guys, you will get a complete conversation sent to you with a listening quiz and vocabulary and transcripts. So many ways you could use this weekly lesson to improve your IELTS skills.
Yes, and so many of the conversations are so fun, right? This one's a little more serious about recycling, but a lot of them are hilarious and really fun and entertaining. We switch it up. We talk about some very serious, controversial topics and also very fun and entertaining topics. So you will not be disappointed by these, you guys.
Yeah, we do try and alternate. So serious topic one week, funny topic the next week. Nice. Guys, last time, allearsenglish.com/fast. All right, awesome. Thanks for talking about vocab today.
Yeah, thanks, Thea.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.